it is not at all. It is that having seen on the television the power of ordinary people in East European countries, that they were not going to be put off by tanks and by soldiers, I knew that no amount of military might can put off a people determined to have their liberties. I believe passionately that the people of the Soviet Union had perhaps come to take for granted their freedom of speech and worship, freedom of travel, discussion, and so on. But all of a sudden, they thought that it might go. And I believe that they would value it enough to make their views felt in the only way they could. And that judgment was correct.